Exercises 7 through 9. George Rona was an attorney in Vienna for years. During the Second World War, however, he fled to Sweden. He had no money and needed a job to survive. Since he could speak and write several languages, he hoped to get a position as a correspondent for some firm engaged in importing or exporting. Most of the firms replied that they had no need of such services because of the war, but they would keep his name on file. One man, however, wrote Rona a letter saying, "What you imagine about my business is not true. I do not need any correspondent. Even if I did need one, I wouldn't hire you because you can't even write good Swedish. Your letter is full of mistakes." When Rona read that letter, he was extremely mad. What did this Swede mean by telling him he couldn't write the language? Why, the letter that this Swede himself had written was full of mistakes. So Rona wrote a letter that was calculated to burn this man up. Then he paused. He said to himself, "Wait, how do I know this man isn't right? I have studied Swedish, but it's not my native language, so maybe I do make mistakes I don't know anything about. If I do, then I certainly have to study harder if I ever hope to get a job. This man has possibly done me a favor, even though he didn't mean to. Therefore, I am going to write him and thank him for what he has done." So Rona tore up the offending letter he had already written and wrote another saying, "It was kind of you to go to the trouble of writing to me, especially when you don't need a correspondent. I didn't know I had made grammatical errors in my letter. I'll now apply myself more diligently to the study of Swedish and try to correct my mistakes. I want to thank you for helping me get started on the road to self-improvement." Within a few days, Rona got a letter from this man, asking Rona to come to see him. Rona went and got a job.